Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, last week's cash cattle trade, which came in generally steady with the previous week, carried a general market disappointment to the complex, but the combination of aggressive Friday gains in futures trade and extremely disappointing gains in cattle placements in the afternoon cattle on feed report is expected to create uncertainty through most of the day today. Cash cattle trade itself is expected to remain at a standstill through the next couple of days. Late week, widespread support in the hog market continues to develop as traders focus on the aggressive pressure in feed prices and changes in overall production costs as corn and soybean meal prices are quickly adjusting lower. Triple-digit gains in all nearby lean hog trade has helped to instill longer-term market support, putting more attention on further technical support developing. February hog futures remain well below early January highs, although the focus in the complex has moved away from February contracts, with April market moves being traded as the spot market. On the grains, two-sided trade in wheat contracts overnight with Chicago and Kansas City mixed to weaker, while Minneapolis clings to small gains. It's a bit troubling to see March contracts trade within 10 to 40 cents per bushel of $7 2 weeks ago, to only be 10 to 30 cents away from $6 here this morning. It seems apparent by now that bulls have exhausted talk about export restrictions for the time being in Russia, Ukraine, and even Argentina. Weaker corn prices overnight with follow-through selling seen following Friday's near-limit lower close. Two-sided trade was seen early in the evening session, and gains have been made in deferred contracts, but nearby prices are still lower. Firmer trade across the soy complex overnight as soybeans and products have been able to shake selling at the Sunday night open to trade higher here this morning. A higher close after making new lows in the overnight session would be a nice vote of confidence for the bulls. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, at the close on Friday, February live cattle up 262, 116.72, April up 257, 122.52, March feeder cattle up $5, 144.15, April up 425 at 146.12, February hogs up 182 at 69.92. Kansas City wheat, March down 22 and a half, 613 and a quarter. May down 22 cents, 617. Chicago wheat, March down 26 and a quarter at 634 and a half. May's down 26 and a quarter at 636. March corn down 23 and three quarters at $5 and a half penny. May was down 23 and a quarter cents at 503. March soybeans down 58 and a half cents, 1311 and three quarters. May down 57 cents at 1311 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.